Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. So I'm gonna take your clothes off.
It's getting hot in here,
so take off all your clothes.
All right, bro. I honestly think because we've been starting off all our episodes like singing and shit.
Not yet. Not Monday's one.
Not last episode, but I honestly think we could start a choir, us two.
Ready? I'm gonna hit. The best, ready? This is gonna be me full sweating it, right? Yeah. I'm gonna full sweat this lyric.
You want the card, buddy?
Yeah, chuck me the card, buddy.
I'll chuck you the card, mate. There you go, mate.
Oh, bro, the throw. Almost. You just didn't reiterate the.
Bro, almost.
Reciprocate almost. The couch.
I have to say I was examining our podcast studio just beforehand, like yep. Now. And I really like it.
You really like it?
Like, I really like our setup and what we've got going.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because I've never really, like, you know, have you ever, like, taken a step back at, like, where you are now?
You know what?
I'm not saying we've done a lot. Like, I'm not saying we're viral and shit, but I'm just saying, like,
we are very far from that.
We have gotten better at podcasting.
Do you know how many likes we got?
I hope we have.
Do you know how many likes we got on TikTok last night?
Like two.
Two.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty pathetic, but that's not the point. The point is that
as long as we're having
growing.
Fun. Yeah.
Like, our knowledge of podcasting, you know?
Is growing.
And how we... I hope we are, at least.
Well, since we're good at that already, I'm going to try to sing. Song should I sing?
That song we were doing and getting before.
You're going to tell me if it
hot
sounds good. You're going to tell me if it sounds good.
Yeah, go.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Cause I ain't waiting for you. Baby, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe we should just like not start a career in singing.
It's not good?
It wasn't good.
I thought I was hitting that.
No, you weren't hitting
that.
What
about the start?
It's getting Just turn it off. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Making Waves podcast.
Season three. Episode 20.
Damn.
That's actually pretty good.
That's two and a half months of two episodes a week, bro.
Damn.
That's damn, bro.
You know what? I actually like it.
You like two episodes
a week? It's so much better than doing one.
Yeah. I reckon it's pretty good. Episode 20, though, like, we're flying through these episodes. Yeah. I just remember doing episode 1.
I remember, it wasn't even...
Season 3,
wasn't even
one,
that long
wasn't
ago.
It wasn't even that long ago, bro.
It was, like, a year...
I reckon we're getting to 60 episodes this season.
Oh, 60 episodes this season.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's not that hard.
Well, Nolan, today is a very special episode. And I've been saying that a few times lately because...
You've been saying that every episode that you've planned.
Because I've been trying to plan some special episodes where it's, like... A bit different than normal, you know?
Yeah.
And switching things up. And it's my birthday soon.
It is.
It's my birthday.
21.
And I'll be turning 21.
Bro, you're getting old.
Yeah.
I'm getting old too. I'm turning 20 next year.
Yeah.
20. That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. I remember when we were like really young kids, like 14.
Right.
Maybe even younger, like 10.
I remember when we used to play
in the backyard
together.
I used to look at 21-year-olds and think, bro, they're like pretty much like dads.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was going to be a dad when I was 20.
Dude.
Look at me now.
Well, I mean, I don't think you want to be a dad when you're 20.
Yeah, but I thought I was going to.
Well, did you really think that?
Well, I don't know. 20 seemed really old to me. I was like, bro, I'm going to have a family and 8 kids.
Dude, yeah. I thought 20 was old
when
I was that age. I thought a year older than me was old.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Remember like... When you were in like in grade 4 and you'd look at the like grade 6s and be like, oh,
bro,
damn.
When I used to look up to your grade, right?
Yeah.
When I was in year 4, I was like, holy shit, these guys are massive. And now I look at grade 6 and I'm like, oh.
I never got that. Like the effect of like having an older brother being like, having him 2 years older than you in the school system.
See, it's not as much now.
What's it
I
like?
I don't see like, it, bro. Like,
Like, no, like, I'm not trying to
stir
shit
up. Bro,
No, what was it like? Like, just like being younger brother.
It was...
at school, like knowing you had someone that was older than you in your family.
Well, it was... I never had to be the first person to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't the first person to graduate. I only graduated once.
Yeah, that's an inside joke.
I wasn't like... I never had to have like the first day of school by myself. Like when I started high school.
Yeah.
Bro was there.
Yeah. You actually never went to school by yourself.
No, I never did.
That's actually mad.
Yeah.
You were never...
Well, for like a year. No, half a year. When? Half a year. Because I dropped out halfway through that year. Because you finished, I got into year 11.
No, but our sister was at school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I've never had to be at
You've
school
never
alone.
Had to be at school.
I've never been at school alone. I didn't think about that.
That's actually mad.
Oh, wow.
You've never experienced having to go by yourself.
No, never. That's what I mean. Like, I've never experienced going to school by myself. I've also never experienced being the only one in a squad.
Yeah.
You have?
I have.
For a bit. Neela has for a bit.
That's like the middle child shit.
Bro, I've never experienced doing something by myself. Holy shit.
You always had either me or little sis.
I've never done anything by myself.
Yeah, damn.
Maybe I need to do something.
That's deep. So anyways.
Apart from music.
Getting
music,
back.
Music.
Yeah. But that's
the music program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to our topic. So it's my birthday soon. And I want to dedicate this episode to myself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So pretty much the aim of this episode is to see. It's pretty much to test whether you could last a day, a week, or a month.
What you're asking me is, if we were to swap bodies,
yeah,
would people notice?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So I'm just going to test you and see how well you know my personality and whether you could replicate it, kind of.
That'd be cool,
know?
I reckon.
I reckon you could, but we got to test it. And I reckon it's probably interesting. It gives people an insight into like our lives. Yeah. And I reckon you should do it soon. Maybe.
I'll do it next step.
Next step?
Yeah, we'll do it next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll talk, we'll discuss
Maybe
it.
Maybe not next step.
Maybe not next episode, but we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see when.
Because I'm pretty sure you got a pretty special episode planned.
Potentially. See.
Oh. I thought you said you wanted to go for 2 hours.
I did, but I thought about it logistically, and that's 2 hours. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can talk for 2 hours.
We've been going for 10 minutes.
That's
not what I'm saying, but like...
feels like nothing.
I'm saying like it's 2 hours out of your day. You know?
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand with podcasters, right? They can talk for like 3-4 hours at a time, right? How do you have that much time on your hands?
Because it's their job, lad.
Yeah, I know it's their job, but like...
it's their job.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bro, we work for, what, 6 hours when you're working in a your normal everyday job?
Because it's not like I haven't done it before.
So they're working 3 hours.
I can talk to someone for 4 hours.
Yeah. No, it's not that hard, bro.
It's not
hard. Think about it. They don't have a job, right?
I've been on
a
date
their job.
Where I did not shut up for 4 hours. Probably why I didn't get a second date.
Yeah.
But
it's their job, right? To talk. Which hopefully one day is going to be our job.
Yeah.
But like, it's their job to talk. And when we go to work for what, like 6 hours? And you're like, oh, you don't go, oh, I don't understand how I work for six hours.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes more sense.
You know what I mean?
So I'm going to see if you can live a week, a month, a year in my body, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to start you off. And these, I'm going
to...
It'd
got
be
pretty easy. All I have to be is like...
Bro, shut up. I've got some quick fire quiz questions.
All right,
you.
Quick fire. Oh, shit. Okay.
And I need you to respond.
Let me strap in. Let me strap on.
I need you to analyze.
Okay.
Right? Okay, to begin with. 4:40 a.m., my alarm goes off.
Yep.
Which of the following do I
this
do?
This is so easy.
A. Press the snooze button and sleep for another 10 minutes. B. Take the day by its balls and jump out of bed and start flexing in the mirror. C. Cry. Or D. Go on my phone for 10 minutes and do a daily check on your dating app, reply to DMs while half falling asleep. Which one?
Okay, so it depends on the day.
Does it?
It does.
Tell me.
See, what I think is you wake up, grab the day by the balls, start flexing in the mirror. And then go for a shit. And then, or the dating app one. But I feel like you don't touch your dating apps before, after swimming.
Really?
So
do you not know me?
Bro, I don't know what the fuck you do.
Well, it's no, D.
It's D.
Yeah.
Yeah, dating apps.
Yeah. I don't know why I always end up going on Hinge when I wake up.
I don't do that.
Do you not?
No.
I just go on Hinge and look. And it's normally the only time of the day when I do it.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, same.
Dating apps are shit. The only thing I care about dating apps, right? I don't even care about like type. I'm not going to message you, okay? I'm not going to message you. If you message me, I might reply, but you know, I don't really care. The only thing I care about is that someone's liked my page.
Yes, same.
I don't care if you're not going to talk to me. Bro, I don't give a fuck. I don't even know who you are. All I care about is that you think I'm hot and that we've matched. That's the only thing I care about.
Same.
I'm like,
yeah, but to be honest, sometimes, right? I normally don't like other people's profile.
I don't either.
But when I get someone who like my, when I don't get people who like my profile for like a day,
yeah,
right? I get really needy, so I go on the thing and I like someone's profile, just to see if people still like me.
I've never got a like on my Hinge, really.
What do you
I've
mean you've like never? Four. What?
Yeah, I've gotten like four likes.
Damn.
I've like literally I don't check Hinge anymore because it's
some deep shit.
But Tinder. Tinder works.
See, mine's the opposite way around. Hinge works for me.
Tinder I don't really talk to anyone though. Like I just wait for my match and I'm like, yeah, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
If you're just gonna send me, I'm gonna reply.
I don't really reply. I reckon I send probably with the 20% I match with all these people, right?
Yeah.
I only message probably 20% of them, I reckon, probably.
Really?
Of all the people I match with. If I was to match,
I only talk to the people who send me a message. I can't be asked looking for a fucking what's it called, a pickup line. I can't be asked.
You don't need a pickup line, bro.
Yeah, but I can't be asked looking at their profile. Just look at their photo. Like I'm not.
Oh,
gonna,
it's another like.
I don't really care. It's like, oh, bro, fucking 50th luck of the day. Oh.
Well,
whoop-de-doo.
It was D, so you got that one D. Wrong.
Well,
you're starting off on the wrong foot.
Semi wrong.
You said
yeah, but
D.
People are still not sure, gonna
what as if you thought I'd take the day by its balls and start flexing in the mirror.
Bro, you fucking flex in the mirror 24/7.
Yeah,
so do I.
Not in the morning.
I do in the morning.
I'm not in the mood.
I do in the morning.
I look at myself and I'm like, oh geez, I look soft.
Oh
do
yeah.
Do you not? Like in the mornings you think
bro,
you look soft?
Right before bed is when you look the hardest.
Oh yeah.
I swear when I go out
dude,
in public
I'm so hard
when I go
bed.
Out in public, I feel so soft and so fucking fat and everything, and then the moment I'm like flexing in front of the mirror just before bed,
yeah,
I feel like I could riz up.
It's always when you don't need it.
Yeah, it's when you don't need it.
And when you do need it, when you got the shirt off, you feel like you've got like bloating.
Oh yeah,
that it's terrible.
I'm always bloated,
but like before bed, you're glowing, dude.
Yeah,
before you're about to just go to sleep.
Maybe
which
that's
is
why I need a girlfriend.
Useless.
Invite her over just before.
Yeah. Maybe that's like basic human evolution. We've just evolved to look the best before bed.
Yeah.
Because that's when we're meant to be the most productive with our bodies.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just like taking a wild guess.
Oh, I suppose.
Okay. Number two. What is my go-to snack?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
A. Maltesers. B.
Turkish.
Oreos. C. Pringles. D. Jubes.
Wait, can you restart? I didn't. I thought it was going to be Turkish.
No, it's not really.
Okay, go again.
A. Maltesers. B. Oreos. C. Pringles. D. Jubes.
Oreos.
Yes, you got that one right. Got that one right. But only the double stuffed ones.
I remember we went to the gas station once. This is like a gnarly story, guys. Fucking idiot.
That's right, leave it.
Idiot. You're cleaning that up, mate. Mm-hmm. And it's on that table too.
Yeah.
Bro, fuck. It went everywhere, dude.
Yeah, I know.
On me.
It's fine.
I just spilled hot chocolate everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the gnarliest story ever. Actually, I don't even want to talk about it. It's not that good. Move on. It's not that good.
All right. My favorite academic subject.
History.
A, math. B, Italian. C, fitness. D, history. Or E, law.
Fuck, was this when you were at school? Or
this
now?
This is like overall.
History. No, law. History.
Which one are you locking in?
It's either fitness, history, or law.
I did like my math though, didn't I?
Yeah, but not as much as history.
And I do like learning new languages, didn't I?
Fuck. Fuck. It wasn't Italian. I just know. It is. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to lock in law.
Law?
Yeah, I'm locking
in. You locked
law.
In?
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's history.
Fuck off. It was not. When you were at school, it was not.
It was history.
No.
It was.
Cap.
It was.
You didn't even do history.
I did history no, until grade 10.
Yeah.
And then I chose other subjects because okay. of the ATAR.
Okay.
Level. I did.
No.
I did.
No, you did law. Yeah. You're bullshitting
no,
here.
No, I did law.
Hey, you're bullshitting. You love law. You didn't talk about anything else when you were at school.
No.
Be honest.
When I was
be
in
honest.
The last 2
no,
years of my...
No, be honest.
I'm being honest.
No, be honest.
I'm
be honest.
Bro, I'm being fully
be honest.
Honest.
I'm fully about to go get mum and ask her.
What my favorite subject was at school.
Yes.
Dude, throughout
law,
all of
law,
my school,
law.
Except the last 2 years, because I started focusing on ATAR for
law.
Uni, I really liked history.
No, it was law.
It was history.
Buddy, you only started talking about history when you stopped going to
Oi,
school.
I got a question for you, right?
Yeah.
Why are you getting so mad when it
because,
was really close
because
in your
I'm
head?
Right, all right? You're wrong.
But it was so close when you were saying it. You were thinking about it, you're like, it's either history or law. And then-
yeah, and it's law. Bro, you liked law so much better when you were at school.
No.
Be honest.
Only for 2 years.
Okay.
Because I didn't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, okay. There we go. So
that
I
doesn't
win.
Count.
No, it does. Look, half a point.
It doesn't even ask
half
what my favorite school
half
subject
a point.
Is.
Half
it,
a point.
It asks, what is my favorite academic subject?
Academic. School.
No, academic just means...
No,
like,
it means school.
No! Academic means just like studying shit.
All right, if I was to ask you, what are your academic endeavors in when you were... What? Okay, never mind. But, bro, it was law. You loved that shit.
I did.
Yeah?
But not as much as
you
history.
Wanted to be Harvey fucking Specter. You wanted to be Mike Ross.
Dude, okay.
You wanted to be Donna, Nate.
Okay, you know what? You're going to use Donna as an example, all right? Harvey Specter, right? Doesn't date Donna until the very end. She's always around. She's always his favorite, right? But she's never his first choice until the very
the
end.
Sexual
My
tension,
first
though.
Choice is history.
The sexual tension.
Yeah, the sexual tension with mean history, bro. I just want to get up all in those books. Start caressing those pages.
I'm actually pissed about
Spread
that.
Spread those
I'm,
fucking...
I'm pissed about this, bro. I'm
you
pissed.
Got it wrong.
No, I got it right, lad. You can't tell me that your favorite subject wasn't law at school.
This is... You're taking this so... Was so bad. Why are you taking this?
Well, because I know.
No.
Yes, lad.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay, good.
All right, my favorite artist. A. Connor Price. B. Kanye West. C. Taylor Swift. D. Kendrick Lamar. E. Drake.
Kanye West.
Kanye West?
Or the first dude, whatever his fucking name
Connor
was.
Price.
Connor Price.
You're going to get mad at me again, aren't you?
It's
Maybe it's
Drake.
Just because you
it's
don't know me.
It's not fucking Drake.
Maybe it's just because
you
don't know me.
Bro, this is taking the piss.
It's not
this
Drake.
This is actually taking the
it's
piss.
It's not Drake. I'll give you that. It's not Drake. It's Kendrick Lamar.
It's not.
It is Kendrick Lamar. What? I know myself
you're taking the piss.
Better than anyone
Bro,
else.
Bro, after this, you're going to tell me, oh, I was taking the piss.
I wasn't.
You so... Bro, this is such a joke. Go ahead, next question. Next question.
Maybe you don't know me that well, eh?
Next question.
All right, favorite show. Surely you get this one.
Lucifer.
A, Lucifer. B, Suits. C, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Which one? He's sweating. He's sweating.
Cunt. No, bro. Okay, I swear to God, if you don't... It's not Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's not. It's not fucking Suits. You don't want to watch it again. That can't be your favorite show. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Are you locking that one in?
Yes.
It's Lucifer.
Bro, you can't. I swear, it's everyone you don't...
It's Lucifer.
Okay, next one, next one, next one.
Okay, that's it for the... That's
what
it for the
fuck?
Quick fire. You got...
Bro, that's such a scam. You okay? Tell me now.
You
tell
got
me now.
One and a half.
Tell
out
me now.
Of five.
You're taking the piss.
I'm not taking the piss. I got one and a half. You got one and a half out of
you
five.
You weren't taking the piss.
I wasn't taking the piss.
Bro, that's such a
bro,
scam.
Bro, you're mad.
No,
bro. You're mad.
Off. Move on.
Okay. All right, Nolan. I've got two truths and a lie. Surely you can
such
know
a
these.
Fucking joke.
I've got three of them for you. Okay,
yeah, go on, lad.
Okay, so the first one. Number one, I tried to give first aid to a person while drunk who just got in a car crash. Number two, went on a date with a crazy Latina and she tried to fight my ex. Number three, got in a punch-up over a pen and got a week of detention.
The first one's a lie, lad.
The first one's a lie?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's cap.
Well, then what makes you think I went on a date with a crazy Latina and she tried to fight my ex?
Bro, because you didn't get in a fucking... You didn't try to give someone CPR when you were drunk, lad. That's
so
a lie.
So which one are you locking in?
That one's a lie.
So number one's a lie?
Number one's a lie. You don't tell me it's a fucking true.
It's true.
It's not.
It is true.
It's just not true.
You weren't there.
Okay. That's convenient, isn't it? I wasn't there.
It was in Paris. When I went and did the 10K.
Fuck off. That's cap.
It's not cap.
You're lying.
You want me to tell you the story?
No, but I don't even care. You're taking the piss.
I'm not taking
you
the
are.
Piss.
At the end of this episode, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you're taking the piss.
I'm not taking
you
the
were,
piss.
You are. Lad, okay, why would you not tell me this story ever?
Well, I did, I'm pretty sure. To be fair.
No, you...
Okay, well, let me tell you now, okay?
Just, no, I don't want
to
hear
the
it.
The audience wants to hear it. So we were at a bar in the corner of a roundabout, right? And we were all like pretty drunk, right? Drinking and having fun and whatever, right? And all of a sudden, this guy on a motorbike comes across and crashes into some car who crash into each other at the intersection. And we're like right at the intersection and I'm full drunk. So I'm like, oh shit. I've got my bronze medallion. So I bolt out onto the road because everyone stopped. And I go and I'm like, I'm going through doctor's ABC. I'm doing like assessing danger, looking for a response. And then I
was
like...
You didn't fucking do this.
Huh?
You didn't fucking do this.
Well, I did. Except it didn't really work because I was drunk as fuck. So I didn't do CPR. But I tried to do first aid, yes.
It's a fucking lie.
It's not a lie. It happened to me. You're just salty as fuck.
It's a lie.
It's not.
Bro, how? Which one's the lie then?
The lie is the crazy Latina.
No.
What do you mean no?
Fucking hell. Go next
okay,
one.
Okay, tell me why you didn't next think it was one. A lie.
Next one.
I did go on a date with a Latina. She wasn't crazy. And
she was, because you didn't go on another one. You said she was crazy.
Oh, she was kind of crazy. But she didn't punch my ex. We saw her.
Tried to punch your ex.
No, she didn't try.
You said try.
Yeah, but she didn't try.
Bro, this is actually crazy. You're taking the piss, aren't you?
And I did get into a punch-up over a pen. You know
you're
that story.
You're taking the piss.
Right? Do you know that story?
Yes, I knew that story.
Okay, good.
Fucking hell.
Okay, next
you're taking
one.
The piss, lad.
I'm not. Okay, surely you get this one right. Okay? And this is, again, a few stories that I didn't tell you. So... It's going to be a bit hard.
Oh, okay. Convenient, isn't it? That
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Okay. One, I got gay best friend zoned on a night out. Two, I helped start an underground Pokemon card trading ring at my primary school. Three, I played Oztag at school and accidentally grabbed a classmate's ting instead of the tag.
Third one's a lie.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, you got that one right.
Fucking hell. Fuck.
What made you think it was a lie?
Because it was just... The first one you'd fucking do, because you are gay. And second one is obvious, because I heard about it before.
I did get gay best friend zoned on a night out, though.
Yeah, good.
We went... Remember in Spain, right? And we met those girls. And you didn't want to go out that night, for some reason?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I was sick.
Oh, you were sick,
I had,
yeah.
like, an infection on my chest.
Yeah, and I went out, right? And I tried to, I was like, I'm going to get some. It's going to be so good. I hung out with these girls the whole night, right?
Yep.
And I was like pretty much being like the ultimate gatekeeper,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. Like all the guys were trying to hit on them and I was like, don't worry.
Bro,
I got you.
What the fuck?
And then at the end of the night, they're like, thank you so much, sis. And then, yeah. So yeah, I got gay best friend zoned.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Wasn't too good. Okay. Last one. Number one, I graffitied my friend's parents' house. Number two,
you didn't.
I made an old lady cry at the public pool for being in her way when swimming. Number three, I left for overseas with no shoes.
The first one's a lie.
Are you locking that one in?
I'm locking that one in.
That's actually true.
Yeah, you do you not know who I am, lad? First one, you didn't do it. Second one, what was it?
I made an old lady cry at the public pool. It was on holidays. For being in, no, I never made her cry. It wasn't her I'm talking about.
Well, anyways, third one, you forgot your shoes when we went to Switzerland. You had to go buy new ones.
Yeah, the first one I did, though. No. It was on the same trip. I drew on some people's house with my friend.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
I did. I literally did.
But you said I was right.
What do you mean?
I said the first one was wrong.
No, and I said you're wrong.
No. You didn't graffiti on someone's house.
I did.
Bro, this is BS.
I did.
This is cap.
I did.
It's cap.
I didn't mean to. I used chalk and it didn't come off.
Honest, cap.
Hand to God. Bro, you're just salty when you get it wrong.
Bro.
What do you mean?
You didn't do this, though. You would have told me.
I did tell you, and I'm pretty sure everyone knows.
Move on.
Bro's a salty fucker. Okay, surely. Okay, now you can't get mad at me because these are history facts, right? And in order to be me, you need to know a bit about history. Because that's what I do. I love history. It's my favorite thing. I can't believe you didn't say it was my favorite thing in the fucking...
Because it wasn't, lad.
It was.
When you went to school, your favorite subject was law.
Might I tell you, bro, my favorite class I've ever taken was Year 9 Humanities, which Humanities is history. It was my favorite class because our teacher pretty much had a whole forum where we talked about how cavemen used to behave back in the day. It was the best thing.
Can I ask you this question?
What?
When you came home from school, what did you talk about? Most of the time?
Just what I learned.
No? Yeah. What did you learn?
Well, I mean, bro, you know, I went to...
What did you learn?
I did 13 years of school.
What did you learn in your last few years of schooling?
Law.
What did you talk about at home?
Law.
What did you talk about you wanting to do when you got out of school?
Lawyer.
Did you ever consider once becoming a historian?
No, because no one pays a historian.
Exactly. And when you had enough of going to uni,
bro,
didn't you think that maybe I want to do history?
No, I don't want to write bloody essay reports on fucking history. Okay. I want to learn it.
Okay. Point proven.
What do you mean point proven? No, no.
Your favorite subject was law.
It's not.
It was.
It literally wasn't.
You're lying to yourself, mate. You are.
You're straight capping.
You're straight capping, lad.
What do you mean?
You're coming out here with these fucking bullshit-ass questions that I'm trying to give you the answer to, and then you're just like, nah, wrong. You're wrong. And when I'm clearly right, law was your favorite subject.
I honestly think a random stranger could have done better than you in that test.
Because you're fucking... These questions are stupid.
They're not. They're true. All right, true or false history facts, okay? So I'm going to give you a history fact and you're going to tell me whether it's true or false. Okay? Number one, Spartans went to war in the nude.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? Yes or no?
No.
What? No?
Yes.
False?
False.
True. No, sorry. False, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
The ancient Greeks would not have gone to war naked. That's not practical. However, the presentation of men as naked during battle is meant to represent them as heroic. Also, the Greeks would be naked during sporting events such as wrestling. Bro, not gonna lie.
Naked wrestling, I like that.
Naked wrestling sounds a lot more like sex than just sport.
No, that's just a non-sus way to say it, lad.
Yeah. I reckon it's probably an excuse for, like, Greeks to act and behave gay. They just became wrestlers.
Yeah, well, obviously. You can touch their ting. And be like, oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit. This one's called the...
Fuck. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
This one's called the Alexander the Great. You know? No? Yes, no?
Bro, I thought he cooked that one.
I did cook.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Number two. Romans used stale urine as mouthwash. True or false?
True.
Damn.
I know these facts. I know these facts.
The main ingredient in urine is ammonia, which acts as powerful cleaning agent. Urine also became so in demand that Romans who traded it actually had to pay a tax.
Yep.
Imagine that, a urine tax.
Yeah. How do you get stale urine?
You
sit it there?
Just let it sit there and dry.
Like kombucha.
It's like the hot chocolate on the floor right now.
I swear to God, if it stains the floor.
It's not going to... Bro, your floor's fucking... It's industrial grade. I'm going to just clean it after.
Yeah, you better.
Chill. And it's gone everywhere here, bro.
Yeah, chill.
You got to clean the floor.
Chill.
Just saying, lad.
Chill, buddy.
If you know me, I like clean floor.
Yeah, chill, buddy.
I'm going to... It's my time to do that podcast episode... Where I'm going to test you, I'm going to ask you the fucking hardest fucking questions.
They're not hard questions, though.
I'm going to give you false answers.
You're not going to give me... I never gave you... I was being legit. This is legit what my favorite artist is Kendrick Lamar. My favorite academic subject is history.
It's not, my, though.
Okay, we'll just agree to disagree on that one. But I'm also myself, so I know myself
question,
better.
Can I ask you this question, then? In the time frame from year 11 to year 12, what was your favorite subject?
Law. But that doesn't mean...
Booyah!
What do you mean, booyah? That's 2 years of my life. I spent 13 years at school, buddy. If I was to put history and law against each other,
I never knew you liked history until you finished school.
That's not true.
I'm going to be honest.
Mum would always talk about how I used to love history.
You used to love history.
Bro, just shut up.
Bro, you literally just started liking history now.
That's not true. I've always liked it. You fool.
Mate.
Maybe you don't know me as well.
Bro's nostalgic. That's what he is.
If I'm nostalgic, that means I go and do things I used to do in the past, which is history. So, you fucked yourself up there. You thought you cooked with that one, buddy.
No, I thought I cooked on that fucking exam, but someone decided to put fake answers down.
Bro, chill. All right, number three. Alexander the Great.
Kendrick Lamar. Who the fuck is that?
What do you mean, who is that? It's my favorite artist. That's who he is.
What's his song, then?
They Not Like Us.
All right, sing it. Sing the full song if you really like it. All right, sing it.
I don't know the full song.
So how can that be a favorite, then?
Because it's my favorite.
What's my favorite? Okay, let me ask you this question. Who's my favorite singer?
Who's your favorite singer?
Artist.
Kanye West.
No.
You're a liar.
I'm not, though.
You told me your favorite artist is Kanye not so long ago. Oh, no, that was Tom. Never mind.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
No.
No?
No.
Who is it?
I don't know. Who is it?
Oh, well, okay. All right. Number three. Alexander the Great named over 70 cities after himself. True or false?
False.
It's true. Alexander the Great conquered over 2 million square miles of the Earth's surface all by the time he was 30, so naming cities after himself was much deserved. He named like so many cities after himself. Oh. I don't know. Bro like was like ones? Up himself. Huh?
Like which ones?
Well, there's so many Alexandrias.
True.
There's one Alexandria in Egypt, but there's like so many more. There's like Alexandria under the ground, Alexandria in the fucking desert, Alexandria in the fucking mountains. It's like everywhere.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
They all died except Alexandria. Well, not died, but like they all like got destroyed.
Wow.
All right. Number four. Einstein failed math as a student.
True.
That's false.
No, he failed science.
He failed everything but math.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you half a point on that one because you changed your answer when I was giving you the...
More than half a point. 7.5.
Fine. You need those points because, you know... All right, number five. Cleopatra was not Egyptian. True or false?
Fucking hell, dude.
I didn't spill it.
No, she was.
She was?
Yeah.
She wasn't. She wasn't. She was Macedonian. She was also part of the Ptolemaic dynasty that started during Alexander the Great's rule when Alexander's right-hand man was appointed leader of Egypt. So pretty much, right? Alexander was mates with this guy called Ptolemy. And that's Ptolemy's like Cleopatra's descendant. So Cleopatra's Greek. She's not Egyptian.
Fine.
She just ruled over Egypt.
So why did she get to rule?
Well, because she owned it. It was like, it's like if...
So
if,
I rule you because I own
it's like
you.
If I go into your room, right? And I conquer it. And I say it's mine.
Do you want this room?
No, but it's an example. So if I go into your room, right? Conquer it. Say it's mine. I'm the leader of your room. I may not be from your room, but I am the leader of your room because I conquered it. I killed
okay,
you.
Okay, can I ask you this question?
What?
If you know me so well, what is my favorite thing to do to pass the time in between swimming sessions?
Play FIFA.
Oh, fuck you. How is it that easy?
Is that easy? Bro, that's all you do.
No.
When I come in here, that's all you do.
I play it once a day, not even that sometimes.
Well, I mean, there's a once a day is quite a lot. It's a lot more frequent than when I listen to my history books.
Yeah, well, I'm more dedicated.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You like it.
Yeah, I'm more dedicated.
Very well. Okay. Well, moving on.
Actually, yeah, okay. It's actually not only FIFA. What's the other thing?
Watching football.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
It's that easy, bro.
It's not that easy.
It is.
You couldn't name my favorite artist.
I couldn't name your favorite artist.
What's my favorite food?
Your favorite food?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Fuck off.
All right, what would Killian rather?
Ooh.
This is a new one.
I feel like I'm going to be good at this.
This is what would you rather.
I swear to
but
God.
But it's not what would Killian. You rather. It's what would I rather.
Okay. I swear to God, buddy. If you make up these answers, I'm coming across this room and beating the fuck out
I'm
of
not me. Making these up.
Okay, you swear?
I swear.
On God?
On God.
On this podcast?
On this podcast. I'm not making these up.
Okay.
And if you get angry at me, it just means you're a sore loser. I swore to you.
All right,
at the
swear
start.
To me that you weren't lying about the history and law thing.
I swear to you, on God, on this podcast, that I wasn't lying about the history thing.
As a percentage, how much do you like history over law?
I'd say it's 70-30.
It's fucking bullshit. Like, it's like
55-45. Dude, I'm my own person.
Yeah,
you don't know exactly what goes in my mind.
You don't know me, son.
You don't know me, son. Okay, number one. What would Killian rather? Only watch one single movie for the rest of his life or only eat the same food for the rest of his life?
Only watch one movie for the rest of your life?
You're right. Why?
Because you fucking love food. Look at you, fat fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Could you imagine just only eating pasta for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that...
I mean, there's worse things, but...
Well, I feel like I'd just be able to, like, be like, I don't want to watch movies.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas, like, food, you have to eat food.
I feel like some... Honestly, movies are kind of overrated.
I'd rather watch shows.
Yeah. Movies are low-key overrated. Like, I'm sorry.
Just think about the best movies in the world, right? Most of them are sequels.
Sequels.
So they could be shows.
Singular movies are just shit. Not shit, but they're not great.
They're not shit, but like, they're not the best.
Like, think about like your favorite movies, right?
Yeah, they're all sequels.
99% of them are sequels,
which could be shows.
Which could be shows. John Wick could be a show.
John Wick could
Deadpool
be a show.
Deadpool could be a show.
Deadpool, Harry Potter could be a show.
Avengers could be a show.
Avengers.
Pretty sure it already is. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
There are a few shows with the Avengers in them.
Like, name me one movie.
A standalone movie.
Standalone movie.
I can't. Like, one that I like.
Yeah. No, that you adore. That you would like. That you like as much as series. That you're sad that when it's over, you know?
Maybe, like, some of the, like, Ryan Reynolds movies.
Yeah, but you're
like,
sad that it's over.
No, I'd be like, well, there's plenty of other
Not
going
to lie, when that movie's done, like, kind of like, thank God. Not thank God, but okay.
Like, maybe, like, a Ryan Gosling one, maybe? or Ryan Reynolds.
Like shows, you grow connections with people.
Yeah. When the show's over, I feel sad.
Yeah.
Like when Lucifer's going to be finished, I'm going to be like...
I remember when we finished Suits. Holy shit.
Oh, I was emotional.
Scenes.
Dude, I think I probably went to bed crying that night.
I was a little bit emotional, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah. I shed a few tears.
I was like, can we watch it again?
I don't want to watch Suits again. I don't know why.
I do.
I think it's because it wasn't very action.
Yeah.
So, for me, maybe I do want to watch Suits again. I don't know. I'm a bit...
Maybe you should watch it after Lucifer.
Maybe if we start watching the first episode, I'll get hooked again.
I reckon you'll get hooked.
Yeah. But I really like Lucifer. I feel like it's better.
It is better. Oh.
Because it's a bit more...
50-50.
It's a bit more cash.
See, I kind of lose sometimes the I kind of lose what's happening. I kind of like forget what not to, know what happened
you
because
lose the plot.
Because I always like make clips whenever we do it.
Yeah.
So I always kind of lose the plot.
Well, that's why you should make clips during the day instead of playing FIFA.
I could.
Watching
I'll do
football.
It after this.
Or you could watch football and do clips at the same time.
Well, that's kind of hard too.
Well, you can do it while watching Lucifer.
Yeah, but how?
Yeah, you can watch football on telly.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Number two, have a photographic memory or a perfect pitch?
Photographic memory.
Yeah.
You don't care.
See, you're pretty good at these.
You don't care about your fucking pitch.
Bro, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I would like to have a... actually, that's just growing up. Because when I listen to podcast episodes, I'm like, ooh, sometimes I do like still sound like a kid. Not a kid, but like...
Do I?
No, you don't. But I do. Like, I can hear it. I'm like, ooh. You can still hear, like, the youth.
Sometimes when I'm talking to people, especially when they are older than me,
yeah,
I always feel like I'm talking in a kid's voice.
See, that's me most of my time because most of my friends are older.
Yeah, but I don't think you realize that you don't. Because I don't... You say I don't, but I feel like I do. Whereas it's the same thing for you. You think you have a kid's voice, but you don't.
Okay, when you listen to the podcast,
yeah,
do I not sound a bit more youthful than you?
Not at the moment. Like when we did the when we first started doing podcasts, when we did like the Brothers podcast, the very first one, yes, but that was only afterwards. Like I only realized now, looking back.
But so did you.
But it's
you
same for me.
Youthful.
So like I think it's just like. It's just you worrying too much about yourself.
Yeah.
Like me worrying too much about myself as well.
Because I can hear so many flaws, right? When I'm listening back to the podcast episodes, like now, like the ones that the one that we started, the one that we did last week, right?
Yeah.
I'm listening to it and you like sound better than what I do.
See, I think you sound better than what I do.
Oh, okay. So it's not
so
like...
it's like, it's just because you're too critical, self-critical. That's my theory.
I see.
All right. Number three, be too hot or too cold?
Too cold, mate.
Very well.
Being too hot is fucking shit.
Dude, being too hot.
Both agree. Mate, I'm going to lend you my fan on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking love it.
I'd rather be too cold.
Oh, bro, wait. Do I want to share my fan on Saturday night after an over water race?
What? Why?
Because I'll be just...
Why would you be hot?
Actually, no, you can have it Saturday night. I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
Best night of your life, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Live in the Harry Potter universe with no powers or be a Death Eater?
Live in the Harry Potter era.
With no powers?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. I'd rather be a Death Eater.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Come on. I'm always talking about being a Slytherin.
That's cap.
Bro, just because you got it wrong.
That's cap.
It's not.
All you do is eat dead people then.
No, Death Eater is... You don't eat dead people.
It's the fucking name, isn't it, lad?
Yeah, but it's not what they do.
Then what the fuck do they do then?
They're just the bad guys of...
All right, I'll change my answer. You want to be a Death Eater. Yeah.
Oh, you can't change it.
No.
But okay, it's fine.
Lock it in.
All right, brush your teeth... Oh, no, sorry. Have to use sandpaper as toilet paper or hot sauce as eye drops?
You'd rather use sandpaper as toilet paper.
No. hot sauce.
I just thought you were really sensitive with your eyes at the moment, mate. I'm just thinking out for your eyes, mate.
Yeah, but dude, I don't want problems with my ass.
Because you want to keep it clean for your guests?
No, it's just like, you sit on it the whole day.
So you sit on your ass the whole day?
Well, yeah.
You lazy fuck.
Whereas like your eyes.
Yeah, okay.
If you just put a bit of hot sauce on them.
Let me tell you
this.
They'll
be sore for a bit, but then you'll recover.
Yeah, but if you put hot sauce on your eyes, okay, think about this. At some point, you're going to run out of ass to sandpaper, so it's not going to hurt anymore.
Yeah, because you'll be doing it to bare bone.
Yeah, so it won't hurt.
It will. At some point, you'll just sand yourself till you're not
it's making my ass hurt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'd rather
Wouldn't you rather put hot sauce in your eyes?
Yeah, me too, yeah. All right. Brush your teeth with clean toilet water from the toilet or drop your phone in a porta potty.
So, brush your teeth with
clean toilet water from your own toilet or drop your phone in a porta potty.
You'd rather drop your phone in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about my phone.
Yeah, you give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Dude, and also, it probably has the same germs of a porta potty.
Bro, I'm shitting and my phone's in my hand. Yeah. I shit and wipe with the same hand. Wait, no, I wipe with the same hand that I have my phone.
No way. You do?
No, I put my phone down.
Oh.
But I wipe and then
I pick my
phone.
See, I do the phone hand wipe.
Oh, sometimes I do. I place it on my leg and do the wipe.
Or you just hold with your right hand and you wipe with your left.
You wipe with your fucking left hand?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's wrong?
I don't think I've ever wiped with my left hand. Can I try? I'm going to try wiping.
No. What, are you going to do that right now?
No. No. You don't. You wipe with your left.
Yeah.
Not your right.
Yeah, I do. That's actually so funny. I do.
Are you right or left-handed?
I'm right-handed, but I'm holding my phone with my right hand.
Fuck. Bro, do you stand up or just...
Half.
Half. Half stand up.
Yeah.
So you do one of these ones.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
I don't.
What do you do?
I just like lean to the side.
You do the lean?
Yeah. The lean forward and
but you
the
get
side.
More of a wipe when you half stand.
No. Because think about it, when you stand you're tensing, so your cheeks are getting squished together.
When you're
leaning towards you're spreading the one cheek, you grab the other one with your other hand, you pull that cheek, you use the other hand, you wipe.
Okay, like, can we stop talking about
like
this?
There's like two wipes max.
Bro, you're going
when
through
you're
the
squatting,
technique
when
of
you're
wiping
squatting,
your
right?
Ass.
You're probably how many times do you wipe? Like four times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do fucking twice, mate.
That's disgusting.
It's efficient.
That's disgusting.
You do the one like that. Look at it, put it in.
Do you look at it?
Yes.
Yuck.
Bro, no, you don't look at it, but no, not on the first one. But after On like the second wipe.
I only start looking after number three.
Oh, no. On the second one, it's already half clean already. So you just look to see. You gotta.
So you're telling me the second one is half clean. So you only do two.
No.
Oh, you're exposed.
No. I make sure there's. When my last wipe has nothing on it. So actually, three. It's three. But it's two like actual good ones. My last one's just a check. The last one's just a warning one. It's like, oh.
So you do three.
I do three.
I do four.
Yeah, well, that's because you're squatting.
No, it's just because I'm cleaner.
No, lad. Bro, when I'm wiping, I'm making sure. With the clean one, I'm going. And I'm making sure.
What, you wipe three times with the same one?
Mate, it has nothing on it.
That's disgusting.
I make sure there's no shit left in between my
cheeks.
So
you actually do six to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm just being safe.
Okay. All right. Last one.
And then I do the finger one just to check. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Have only eight fingers or only eight toes?
Only eight toes? Who the fuck cares? How many fucking toes you have?
I thought this was going to go the other way. I'd rather have only 8 fingers.
Mate, you have fucking 10.
Bro, I pretty much have 8 at this point.
You have fucking 10, cunt.
Yeah, I know, but look at them. This one doesn't even work.
Yeah, but still useful. When you do me a favor, when you go swimming this afternoon, swim with 4, okay? Swim with 4. And then, after, tape 2 of your toes together, and then, actually, no, that won't be the same effect.
I don't think.
Trust me, you'd rather have 8 toes.
Maybe that's actually true. Maybe, yeah, 8 toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
is that it?
That's it. Thank you guys for tuning in.
All right. Before we finish, what's my favorite artist? Come on.
Your favorite artist? I'm not giving Taylor you Swift. Any.
Fuck no.
You're not going
to
give me any.
To be
any
fair,
clues.
Though, she is like the person like I know the most lyrics to any song to, but.
She.
But she's not my favorite, no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. So, it's a male. Metro.
No.
Metro Boomin? No. I don't fucking. Can you just tell me?
No, come on.
Bro. Okay, give me A, B, C, D.
No.
Well, that's not fair.
Or do we save it for next step?
Save it for next step.
Okay.
All right.
Get edged.
Next episode.
Not next
favorite
step.
Artist.
Maybe not next step. Next step is something special.
Well, I mean, next episode that we'll be talking about people's favorite things. We'll be talking about non-favorite artists.
I actually still don't believe that. I'm going to go ask Mum, but I don't think that your favorite subject.
Ask Mum what my favorite subject was at school. I dare you.
I will, while you clean that shit up.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
All right. See ya.
Adios, amigos.
Adios.